This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Shedeur Sanders met with the Steelers yesterday. How did it go? We'll tell you what Shedeur had to say with Kay Adams coming up in a few minutes. The topic that has driven a ton of calls and texts so far this morning is, would you trade TJ Watt? Would you pay him $40 million? 412-928-9370. Now, Doran and I have both said that if it's a second-round pick or a third-round pick, no, you don't trade TJ Watt. But we would be asking for a king's ransom, a first and then some for TJ Watt, a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, a guy who tied the single-season sack record. Like, if you're going to trade that guy, you better get full value. What say you? 412-928-9370, Anthony in Pittsburgh. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, good morning to you. Anthony, going once, going twice. Goodbye. He waited on hold for 16 minutes to talk. You can call back, Anthony.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. People are wondering why you picked TJ Watt over Aiden Hutchinson in that guy's little game.
Yeah, I don't know. Just because Aiden, I saw, I just,
you know, knew where that guy was going.
Like, yeah, exactly. That, and then his, you know, Aiden Hutchinson's leg just flashed in my mind. I was like, oh, TJ Watt.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Snapped in half.
Right. People want to rip up on TJ for not being healthy, and Aiden Hutchinson, I mean, that did not look good last year. Now he's young and guys recover, but you never know. And they might have been the Eagles if Aiden Hutchinson were healthy.
Yes.
But yeah. I think, you know, from a youth perspective, yeah, sure, fine, Hutchinson.
Do you think that they're, the same? Like, are they just as good as each other right now? Even with him missing basically the whole season?
No, you got to do some projection with Aiden Hutchinson.
Right.
And you know what TJ Watt is.
But you have to do some projection with TJ Watt.
Because he's getting older.
Be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of where I was at. I was like, that was a tough one. Because you got to project with Aiden Hutchinson. Obviously, his leg was all banged up. He's probably going to be fine. This year, he's probably going to be really good, but I know what TJ Watt was, but what is he going to be?
Aiden Hutchinson, when he got hurt,
he was
going to be the defensive player of the year.
Well, wasn't he still leading the league in sacks like 2 months after he got hurt?
Yeah, he has 7.5 sacks in 5 games. He was leading the league at the time. He had 11.5 the year before, 9.5 the year before that. So, I mean, that was going to be his big, big, big breakout year, Aiden Hutchinson.
Great player.
Tremendous. 412-928-9370. We can get to Shedeur. We will, I promise, get to Shedeur Sanders. But people want to talk about TJ Watt, so we'll do that too. Jim in South Park, hello.
How you doing, boys?
Oh, peachy, buddy.
I see no reason why you keep him, to be honest, at this point. Don't end up like the Penguins by holding on to the old stars too long. Even if you can't get a first, you get a second and a third. At the end of the day, what is the point of keeping him? You are not a Super Bowl contender with him or without him, so why keep him and just spend more money, which Rooney will do, and we all know that he's not going to trade him anyway, but I was Rooney, I wouldn't.
Thank you, Jim.
Crowley, I never honestly thought I'd see the day where this many people were out on TJ Watt. I swear. Like, that's kind of where, like, I was thinking about it last night. I was like, I can't believe this many people are so willing, and it's so easy to say, move on from TJ Watt. I never thought I'd see the day. I thought that he was held in the highest regard in the Crosby realm, in the, you know, just name big-time player realm of Pittsburgh sports lore. Like, I never thought I'd see the day that this many people are so just quick to say, bye, TJ.
And I think,
never thought.
I think it has a lot more to do with the team than Watt.
Mm-hmm.
I think through questions like Bechtold tweeted out yesterday, would you rather trade TJ Watt or pay him $40 million? And 74% of people said trade Watt.
That is crazy to me.
I think it's a commentary on the organization and the fact that they've flatlined.
And I'm not saying that that people are wrong. Like,
no.
I'm not saying they're wrong. It's just crazy to me that I thought TJ was held in higher regard no matter what the circumstance was. It was TJ, then the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that for the longest, but I guess I'm wrong.
Here's a text, which I think is exactly what I was trying to say. Fans aren't out on Watt. We're out on 500 in first-round losses.
Yeah.
And the expectation is, even with Aaron Rodgers this year, you ain't winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It'd be a totally different conversation, man. If the Steelers had lost in the AFC Championship game last year, this isn't a conversation.
Right.
Apart from, why didn't the Steelers get this done before Garrett? Like, that would be the conversation. But because they don't sniff a playoff win, and they get blown out every time they go, people realize you can lose with or without him, and you're not going to win with him in the next couple of years, so why not get some draft equity to try to beef up the rest of the roster? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think... excuse me. I think I bit off part of my zin.
But why is it the same? Well, okay, let me watch myself before I get crushed.
Be careful here.
Why is it the same conversation around Crosby?
Because he's won.
Okay.
I think.
Good point. Great point.
And also, Sid takes a discount every time.
Great point.
And he's making 8.7. He could be making 13 plus. So he's leaving money on the table, and he's still really good. And he's not aging. Watt is. Like, Watt clearly, and I don't know that Watt's a lesser player than he's been, but he's been more injured these last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly that affected him down the stretch. He was a much better player until he got hurt, but you have to factor that in. 412-928-9370. I just think it's much more a commentary on the state of the team than whether people like Watt or not. Like, ideally, you'd be winning playoff games, and Watt would finish his career as a Steeler, and he'd be an all-time great.
I just thought that, like, if Watt posts a picture like that, the people would be on his side more than anything, but people are not on his side. So there are people that, in my opinion, that it's more about the team. I see where you guys are coming from. Like, a majority of people, it's about where the team's at. But there is a percentage of people that are out on TJ Watt,
mm-hmm.
like, that are mad about the peace picture.
Yeah, I mean,
mad.
Yeah, like, oh, look at this guy putting pressure on the franchise.
I just never thought that people would be that upset with a guy like TJ Watt posting a picture.
People did it with Cam. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
People got mad at Cam Hayward, and this guy's washed. And then it's so funny because when Cam was having a great season, it seemed like the number of people who said, "Oh, I told you all along this would be a great idea," like, quadrupled.
Of course,
because that's the way that works. But, I mean, when you really think about it, TJ Watt, this is super benign. He did not do what Myles Garrett did. He I don't think, we'll see, is going to hold out. Like, we haven't got to that point in the offseason yet. Maybe he will this time. But what is TJ Watt guilty of doing? He posted a picture.
That's where we're at, 2025.
And you're right. I got to get rid of this. People are big mad.
Mad.
Big mad.
I could see if it was Pickens. I could see if it was Najee last year. Never thought that people would be this mad over TJ Watt posting a picture. No caption.
This jackass!
No caption, nothing. Just a peace picture. Crazy.
People need to understand, too, these players are, and I've been in the locker, I mean, you were in the locker room, but I had been in the locker room covering teams with AB and Le'Veon Bell's contract situation. And before that, Mike Wallace. Like, players are going to do everything they can to get as much money as they can Because my God, dude, and you get this more than I do, an NFL career's fleeting. You only have so much time to get money out of the thing you're best at in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think anybody should begrudge a player for doing what they think they need to do to make it work.
No. And I don't know if people are, well, yeah, obviously you've read some texts, and I think people kind of understand the game. Like, I mean, it's professional sports. Like, they're going to get paid, and they're going to get paid their worth. Like, they made it that far. It's very, very hard. It's one of the hardest things to do on this earth to make it that far. So guys are going to get paid a lot of money. They're going to get compensated a lot of money. But, man, I don't know. It's interesting because of where the Steelers are at, what TJ Watt has done individually and hasn't done for the team, for us to be even having this conversation. And honestly, we don't even know what the picture meant, for real. Like, we think we know.
Is he mad about Rodgers? Is he mad about Garrett? Is it all the
above?
Is
he mad at all?
Is he mad at all?
Like, we don't know. Like, he didn't come out and say anything. We're all doing this because of a picture, and that's our job. Like, that's what makes our job great, but we don't know. It could be, who knows? He probably been a peace sign to JJ.
Well, and I was poo-pooing it yesterday, and then Rappaport, and then Pelissero.
Right.
And then really the one that got me the most was Caboli. Because Caboli's usually the guy who's like, it's just a picture.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. And now he's like, I'm here, and it's not going great. But I just want to state again, for the record, there, to me, no bad guys here. No bad guys here. TJ Watt should want to be the highest paid defensive player in football. And the Steelers, they should take their time if they feel like they can make an argument that he should make less than that. Like, that's just, like, there are no bad guys. It's just business. 412-928-9370. All right. Shedeur Sanders, and there's still calls. We'll get to the calls, but I want to get into Shedeur Sanders. He visited with the Steelers yesterday. What did he have to say about that visit? We'll talk about it. We will react to it. And then a former Steeler says that the Steelers should mortgage their future to bring in Sanders. That's all on the way.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Text us at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Shedeur Sanders was at the Steelers facility yesterday for one of those top 30 visits, and he was asked by Kay Adams after the visit how it went, and he said he would give it a 10 out of 10. He didn't give her much, and she's usually pretty good at pulling stuff out of people.
Mm-hmm.
The audio quality was also trash, so we're not going to play it for you, but we'll just read some of the quotes. He said, "I understand the mindset and why they win a lot. What he, Mike Tomlin, preaches from the top down is like my dad. It was a 10. He also said he would have no problem being a backup quarterback for a year behind Aaron Rodgers if that's what God's plan is." So you have talked about this more than anybody else, Deion Sanders and how he wouldn't trifle with Tomlin, wouldn't question the Steelers organization mostly because of Mike Tomlin. And I've agreed with you the whole time, and you kind of hear it there, the why. I mean, those guys aren't dissimilar, Mike Tomlin and Deion Sanders. And Deion, you would think, has a lot of reverence and respect for Mike Tomlin, and it seems like that has trickled down to his son.
Well, I mean, Deion has a lot of respect for the game. I mean, think of what you want about Deion and how he goes about his business, but he's always respected the game. He loves the game of football. That's why he... You know, I mean, Deion could sit on his couch for the rest of his life. He's Deion Sanders. The guy is one of the best athletes we've ever seen. The guy played a football game and then went and played a baseball game and actually did well. You know, nobody's ever done that before. Like, so Deion has made his money. Like, you know, he did the TV thing and then he's like, you know, I want to go coach at an all-black college and bring my kids with me. They are successful there. Then they go to Colorado. So he wants to be a part of football. He loves football. And Mike Tomlin loves football. Mike Tomlin loves football and respects the game. And Deion Sanders respects Mike Tomlin for his resume and what he has done as an NFL head coach. So if you really sit here and think about it, and, you know, Shador's probably getting pulled in so many different directions and getting advice from a lot of people, but there's no more advice that he's getting from than his dad. Like, his dad's giving him the advice, sitting him down, prepping him for certain things. You can't sit here and tell me that if there's all 32 teams available for Shedeur Sanders services that the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin wouldn't be number one.
Well, one of the reports that came out yesterday is that, and this isn't a surprise, that the Shedeur Sanders camp, and read into that what you will, does not want him going to Cleveland.
Right. We said that a month ago.
Yes.
Why would you? I was like, Deion, if Deion had the power that he has and was ever going to engrave himself into Shedeur's career, I could see him doing that for him not to go to Cleveland. Like, pull a Manning.
Right.
I would do that if I had the power of Deion and my kid was a quarterback. I would not want him going to Cleveland. That's
no,
where
you
die.
The only reason you would be okay with it is at pick two.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like that's even going to happen, that it would be the Browns who have a whole ton of draft picks this year. They'd trade up ahead of Pittsburgh or whatever team to go back and get him. But, yeah, I mean, if you had your preference... And you're Deion, of course you'd pick Mike Tomlin and the Steelers over the Browns. And look, I think that Kevin Stefanski is a good offensive coach, but that doesn't seem to matter because, face it, the Browns are an owner-run organization. I mean, they all are to lesser extents, right? But that organization, its tail wags dog. Like, I don't think that the front office of the Cleveland Browns ever really wanted Deshaun Watson. But the marching orders came from above in the Haslams. Go get Deshaun Watson, whatever it takes. And they did that. Like, so doesn't really matter how good of a head coach or an offensive head coach or play caller Kevin Stefanski is. Like, the organization screws
right
up those quarterbacks.
Yes.
And has since they got back into the league. The reason why I think that Shador's comments were noteworthy is, hey, look, there are football reasons that you can make an argument for why you don't draft Shedeur Sanders. But one of the things that seems to worry a lot of fans around the NFL, and I think here in Pittsburgh, is you're dealing with Deion too. I don't think that's the case here. You don't think that's the case here. So if you don't want Shedeur, it should be about the football stuff.
Yep.
And I think you can make a reasonable argument that you don't want to draft a guy in the first round who takes as many sacks as he does, who isn't as athletic, who has a nice arm but not a great arm. Like, there are football reasons. I just don't think the Deion thing carries much weight.
Nope.
Holds much water.
Nope.
412-928-9370. All right. And then you get to this. Ryan Clark, all over ESPN, former Pittsburgh Steeler, says if Shedeur Sanders falls past the Saints at 9, that the Steelers should sell the farm for him. So we all know the Saints and the Steelers of late have been linked to Shedeur. He is saying if he gets past New Orleans, the Steelers should trade up and ensure that they get him. Who do we think this guy is?
Yeah, did Ryan Clark explain why?
I'm sure.
Well, I mean, like, what's the...
He's had a high opinion of him from the get-go.
Is it a legit opinion, or is it because it's Shedeur Sanders? Like, what is he seeing that Shedeur Sanders is trade-up worthy? Like, I know you've watched him play. Like, is he trade-up worthy? Like, for
no.
Europe? Not right.
No. If he's there at 21...
Yes.
Then, again, I wouldn't do it. But I think that they would.
Yes.
And I don't think you'd have a lot of people in the know around the NFL say it was a bad pick for the Steelers. If he's there at 21 and they take him, I think they'd probably be praised for that. But to trade up for a guy who isn't athletic, who doesn't have a huge arm, I can't trade up for a guy that doesn't have Josh Allen-like ceiling. Like, that's what I trade up for, is ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Milroe, to me, has a very high ceiling, but I think it would take a long time to get him there, and they don't have the foundation in place to get him there. But I think his ceiling's higher than Shedeur Sanders. Like, people keep texting in about John Gruden, his film room with Will Howard.
Yeah.
Oh, he thinks Will Howard could be the next Josh Allen. Watch all of Gruden's breakdowns of the quarterbacks.
Loves him.
He is the most positive guy ever in these film sessions and has nothing but good things to say about any of them. And that's the way it's always been when he's done these draft evaluations. But I'm trading up for freak ceiling. That's what I'm trading up for. I'm not trading up for a double off the wall. And that might be what he is. Like, he might be what Geno Smith turned out to be, which is good. You could be in a much worse place, but I'm trading up for guys that could grow into being a superstar. I don't see it with Shedeur.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to trade up for a different position with Tyler Warren, like, if he's there. Like, I'd do that. That's just me. But, like, that guy's an offensive changing type player. If Shador's falling, why would I trade up to get him? I mean, obviously, teams are passing on him for a reason. And that probably is the outside stuff, the baggage. But if he's there at 21, the Steelers won't pass him up. But I think they think that about a lot few guys. So it's going to get interesting. That's why we keep saying every day, like, this is an interesting draft, because there at least somebody is going to be there that isn't supposed to.
Correct.
And maybe multiple people, which are going to put the Steelers in a real interesting situation.
Yeah, and I think if that's what happens, and I think it's likely that happens, where there's a couple of guys there, you go, oh, man.
Right.
If you're talking pure best player available, they should have some options there. Trading back makes a lot more sense than trading up. You trade back, you take a decision out of it. Like, let's say there's four guys there and you love all four of them. Trade back a few spots.
Get a pick.
Get a pick. And you take whomever's left and you sleep easy at night. And then in round two, you address another need. But trading up for a quarterback that does not have superstar potential, you want to talk about setting a franchise back?
Oh.
That's how you set it back. I argue you set it back if you take the guy 21st, because you're not going to move on from him like Kenny Pickett in 2 years. You're going to give this guy a fair shake for 4 years, I bet, because of the Deion Mike Tomlin thing. That sets a franchise back. But even more so, giving up capital and then having a quarterback without superstar potential, and you're tying yourself to that guy for 4 years, that to me is a disaster. It's a disaster. Give us a ring on the fan hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get into this Shedeur thing in a second here, but this Augusta report is brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care provider of the PGA Tour. Man, you think Rory McIlroy was the sickest man in America?
Sick.
Oh,
Oh, man. Just trickled down, rolled right into the water.
Right into the water.
He was right there, too.
Kerplunk.
Oh, man.
Unforgiving greens there at Augusta, Doran.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little quick there.
Yeah.
And he was in position to be in position, and he double bogeyed two of the last couple of holes. And actually, if you look back at some of his round one master scores, he's still in a pretty good spot relative to those. But he was cruising, man.
He was.
And I know that he is like the sentimental favorite for a lot of people out there. We had talked about Rory yesterday, and I just felt awful for him. All that good work undone by a couple of holes. And then you got Scotty, who just is Scotty. And we were talking before the show, like Justin Rose is leading the tournament, and he had an unbelievable round. And he was smiling like a butcher's dog when he was talking to Scott Van Pelt on the coverage after his round. But if I'm Justin Rose and I look and I see Scottie Scheffler nipping at my heels, like, that's so much pressure. We used to talk about the Tiger factor.
Yes.
You're playing Tiger on a Sunday and he's got the red polo shirt on. You know he's going to be fist pumping. And you probably go inside your own head and you just lose focus. And I could see Justin Rose being like, oh, man, Scotty's coming.
Well, you hear the roars, too.
Yes.
You know, you're on one hole and then you hear a huge roar on another hole. And you know exactly who that's for. You know exactly who that's for. Now, you could throw Rory in there because I think a lot of people are pulling for Rory in this tournament, this major. So it's going to get interesting. But Scotty Scheffler, he's just so consistent. He just doesn't break, you know?
No.
And whenever he's doing something well and it's still not complete, like he's going to complete it, if that makes sense. Like if he's hitting the ball well off the tee and he's just missing putts, those putts are going to fall because he's already doing something well. He's always going to complete his game.
He's just going to consistently be there the whole tournament, and it's going to be on guy like Justin Rose to keep playing well.
See, like that's the crazy, like you think about Rory and like that situation whenever the ball trickled into the water. Like if that was me, like, that's why golfers are just amazing, because he'll come back today and he'll probably shoot a really good score. He'll start climbing the leaderboard again. He'll get those strokes back somewhere, probably early on in his round. Like, if that were me, I'd be done. I'd be so mad. I'd be snapping my clubs over my knees. Like, I can't believe that I gave this up. And they're just so mentally, like, never get frazzled. You can't get frazzled in golf. You got to move on. Like, their mental makeup for that sport is just amazing.
With you on that. Rose is 7-under. You have Scotty Scheffler 3 strokes off the lead, and he'll probably go 4-under today. He'll probably go 4-under on Saturday. He'll probably go 4-under on Sunday because that's just what he does.
Yep.
Justin Rose ain't winning it. I hate to say that. I mean, it's a hell of a round, and another cool guy.
Yep.
I feel pretty confident saying he ain't going to be the one who's wearing the green jacket.
Nope.
At the end of this. But we were talking about Shador Sanders at 412-928-9370. Ryan Clark says the Steelers should sell the farm. Trade up for Shador if he falls past the New Orleans Saints, who pick 9th in the draft. I just developed a lisp there, Dorn.
Saints.
My daughter has one. It's very cute.
Really? A
little lisp, yeah. Anthony in Pittsburgh wants to talk. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, real quick on the TJ Watt thing, just at this point, and it's nothing against TJ. I think you guys are right. I think it's just the state of affairs with the Steelers. I just don't see how you can pay the guy $40 million a year when you are not a contender. And it's not going to be that way for the next foreseeable future anyway. Get some picks for him and admit that you're a rebuilding team.
What do you think about Shador, Anthony? Would you trade up for him?
Not if you don't think he's a franchise quarterback, which I don't think anybody is really saying that to this point. I don't see how you can trade up for him. If he falls to you, I don't even see how you can pick him there. If he's not a franchise quarterback worthy to go up and get at 12 or 11, then he's not worthy of the franchise, moniker at 21.
Thank you, Anthony.
I mean, I really love Sanders at 21 if Aaron Rodgers does sign. Like, I love Sanders sitting behind him.
Yeah.
And learning from Mason, because Mason will help him. You know, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to help. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to help anybody. I don't expect NFL players that are starters to help young guys. I expect young guys to just watch how they do things. That's how you learn. But I think Mason Rudolph is a guy and is in a situation right now that is happy probably to be back in Pittsburgh. He's making more money than he did last year, more money than he's ever made in Pittsburgh, $4.5 million a year. If he's the third quarterback, whatever. Okay. I've been here before, but I'm making money. He's going to help the rookie quarterback. Like, that's just how he is. He definitely will. So I think it would be a good situation.
With what he went through, for sure.
He will help him.
For sure. I completely agree with that.
You don't really get that. Like, people think you do. You don't get that in the NFL.
And Jordan Love said that Rodgers treated him well.
Yeah.
So I know we're talking about Mason, but it's a pretty good spot from that standpoint to land. I think that the general we and a lot of the local beat writers have been dead-ass wrong about the Steelers and quarterback this entire draft process. Like, how many times have we had beat writers on, or you read the stuff, oh, they're not taking a quarterback in the first round. Man, they are. If they are not legitimately considering it, they're wasting a whole lot of time here. They're doing more than your normal due diligence. They just are. Now, it's not only first-round guys like Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders. It's Jalen Milroe, who is maybe a fringe first-round guy. Not for me, but maybe just that's the way he's viewed around the league, and I do think he has a considerable ceiling. They're going to talk to Kyle McCord from Syracuse next week. They went and watched Will Howard at the Ohio State Pro Day. They are doing more than their fair share of due diligence. So, Steelers fans, brace yourselves. If Dart and Sanders are there at 21, or one of the two is there at 21, it would absolutely not shock me if they took one of those guys. And if you like the guy enough to take at 21, and it's quarterback, I don't know that it would surprise me if they traded up for him either. I really don't. They traded up into the top 10 for a mini inside linebacker. They went top 10 Devin Dan Bush. Tell me you don't go top 10, top 12, top 15 for a quarterback if you love the guy. Again, I do not. I wouldn't rule it out. I just got dizzy. I got so fired up there. You ever do that?
Yeah. Can't breathe.
Man, driving guy.
Gotta breathe.
Take a breath.
Gotta breathe.
Goose Frubba. We'll get Chris Carter's thoughts on all this coming up at 8. I love talking to Chris all the time, but especially around draft time because he's got the scouting report on all these guys. Is Shedeur Sanders a guy worth trading up for? 412-928-9370. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. You want breakdowns on dudes in the draft. Chris Carter is your guy. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. A lot of people agree with us that Shedeur Sanders, I mean, trading up for him, totally different than taking him at 21st overall.
Yep.
I wouldn't do either, but my God, trading up for him, I think it would be a disaster. A disaster. Give me Harmon. Give me the guy out of Oregon. Give me the big guy on the defensive line, and it ain't sexy, and that's going to be good enough for me, Doran.
If they trade up for him, does that mean that Aaron Rodgers is done? Like, does Shedeur automatically become the starter?
I don't think so. Okay. I think you'd still have Rodgers be the guy. Here's the other thing that's kind of important here. I don't think they have the ability to trade up unless they'd be using some of next year's stuff.
Yeah.
And that might not be appealing enough. And I don't want the Steelers to trade up and get Sanders, but I do think there's a chance other teams, if he falls past the Saints, will try to do that. Namely, the Browns and the Giants, who have done a lot of homework on him, but probably don't feel good about it at 2 or 3, given who's going to be on the board. 412-928-9370. We'll get into all this with Chris Carter. You brought something up during a previous break, and it made me feel really, really stupid, man. You said your kids were quizzing you on state capitals.
Yes.
There was a time in all of our lives, I feel like, we could all rattle off every single state capital. I pulled up a list. Man, I can't believe the stuff you forget, dude.
It's unbelievable. I felt so dumb last night. Like, for real, like, I used to be able to just bang, 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 bang. And I was like, I have no idea.
Did you do the...
I got 29 out of 50.
I'd love to make fun of you for that. I don't know that I could do better than that.
It's a lot harder than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm looking at the list right here, and I forgot some of these places existed.
I know.
Like, no disrespect to Pierre, South Dakota. Didn't know it existed. Nope. Gallus, are you a good state capital guy? I could see you having this thing memorized backwards and frontwards. He's not paying attention at all.
Not even listening.
What the hell is he doing in
Gallus.
There?
What happened?
We're talking to you.
Dear God.
Oh, I got distracted. I'm sorry. I was real out of the zone.
What were you doing?
I was cutting a video.
I was real out of the zone. You don't say. Callis, what's the capital of Rhode Island? Yeah.
Providence.
Oh, Dickerson! From the top rope!
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that Cheyenne, Wyoming was a thing. I did at one point. Didn't know it now. Montpelier, Vermont is one that I've always known because I just like the way it kind of rolls off the tongue.
I did not know that one.
I knew there was a Salem in Massachusetts. Was not quite sure that that was the capital of Oregon.
Nope.
Raleigh, North Carolina is my favorite.
Raleigh's a good one. Great town, too. You ever been to Raleigh?
No.
Wonderful. I've been there like 10 times.
Oh, Mr. One Up over there. Basically the mayor of Raleigh.
I mean, I've been there a lot for some reason, very odd reasons why I was there. Like, why was I in Raleigh? Why have I been to Raleigh?
It's a great town. It's a great college town.
It's all right.
It's a great college town.
It is literally just
NC
okay.
State, my sister-in-law went there.
Duke. Well, that's Durham.
Now she's making synthetic blood for...
What?
For the troops, yeah. How cool is that?
Your sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a genius.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Much like myself.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew Juneau, Alaska. Got that one.
I got that wrong. I said Anchorage.
There's like two. Can we name a third Alaskan city?
Nope.
We've got Juneau. We've got Anchorage. Anybody got a third one? Harry, you got a third Alaskan city?
No.
Me neither.
Nope.
No.
Frankfort, Kentucky? Didn't know.
Yep.
All right. Very good. I also forgot how to do algebra. Like when math homework rolls around for the little ones, no friggin' shot.
I never knew how to do it.
I texted Chris Carter and asked him if he knew anything about state capitals, and he said back in the day, the Animaniacs sang a song with all the state capitals.
The Animaniacs, I remember. That show was great.
That show was awesome. Didn't they live in a water tower?
Yeah, the Warner Brothers.
Oh. Yeah, how's that possible? Isn't it supposed to be filled with water?
I don't know if they lived there.
Oh, they just hung out there?
Yeah, it was a part of like the intro.
Oh. Yeah. You ever watch Pinky and the Brain?
Yes.
What are we going to do today, Pinky? Take over the world.
Yep.
What happened to cartoons?
Got too nice.
You think so?
Yeah. Everybody's like nice.
Tom
now.
Was trying to murder Jerry for years, and yeah. PETA was like, nah, I got to put an end to this.
Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, man.
I used to stay up late and watch that with my dad.
Stay up late?
Yeah, it would come on late because it was like real weird. Like they'd fart on each other and have like nasty little moles and stuff. It was real grimy.
My parents wouldn't let me watch some of the shows because they were so bad. Like Cat Dog was one.
Yeah, that was another one.
That was like Human Centipede before Human Centipede.
Yeah.
See, I've learned.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. It was real weird. Rocco's Modern Life.
That one was freaky. Monstars or whatever. Monsters.
Mr. Big Head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to feel the evolution of cartoons, though, you just watch SpongeBob over the last 25 years.
SpongeBob was funny and will always be funny.
Yeah. He pushed the line a little bit. Like it was like close to the edge.
Yeah, they were getting at some adult themes in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what I also liked is Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
I used to watch that every morning because my mom would put it on for my sister and we'd eat our Eggo waffles.
Uh-huh.
Great show. Yeah. The dad, uproariously funny.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Yes. Omelette du fromage.
Yes. Love that one.
We do digress.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.